The second annual Own It Entrepreneurial Women's Conference will be held on June 2nd at SUNY Ulster. The conference is for women entrepreneurs and dream-to-be entrepreneurs, featuring nationally recognized speakers and hands-on workshops presented by regional experts. This year's keynote speaker is Silda Wall Spitzer, former New York State First Lady, as well as founder and CEO of women-owned New York States of Mind, a digital magazine and marketplace that creates a new intellectual and economic platform for people, places, products, and ideas in New York State. Silda Wall Spitzer joins us this morning along with Mindy Cole, who is Assistant Professor of Business as well as Director of the Darlene Pfeiffer Center for Entrepreneurial Studies. We'll be putting on the conference, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Silda Wall Spitzer and Mindy Cole to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you both here.
It's a pleasure to be here, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Mindy, let us begin with you of how this conference came to be and ultimately what you hope to accomplish in doing so.
The Darlene Pfeiffer Center for Entrepreneurial Studies has two missions. And one mission is to enrich the wonderful entrepreneurial education that our students get here at SUNY Ulster. But the second mission of the Pfeiffer Center is to support local entrepreneurs and provide programs and information and support for local entrepreneurs in Ulster County and the surrounding counties as well. So the Own It Conference grew from that second mission of the Pfeiffer Center. And this is the second year that we are offering this conference.
And what do you think you accomplish or look to accomplish in enforcing that mission of the center itself?
Well, in terms of the Own It Conference, it's very interesting. If you look at some of the information that's out there, for instance, the Diana Report for Women's Entrepreneurs 2014 out of Babson College tells us that women entrepreneurs are owners of an estimated 10 million businesses in the U.S., according to the SBA, 36% of all businesses in the U.S. However, companies with a woman CEO only receive 3% of the total venture capital dollars, or $1.5 billion out of a total of $50 billion that were invested between 2011 and 2013. So the reason that this conference is supporting women entrepreneurs is that even though women have, of course, in entrepreneurship and in other areas of our economy made great strides, there are still some glass ceilings for women. So the purpose of the conference is to provide actionable, useful information that women who are thinking of starting a business, but also women who already are running a small business, can take back to their businesses and immediately use to help them in growing their business. And so that's kind of the goal and mission of the conference and some of the information that we based our thinking on.
As I mentioned, the Own It Conference will take place June 2nd from 8:30 to 4:30 in the College Lounge on the Stone Ridge campus of SUNY Ulster. The keynote speaker is Silda Wall Spitzer, founder and CEO of woman-owned New York States of Mind. Silda, what will you be speaking about during your keynote?
I am going to be speaking, Joe, about my experience as an entrepreneur starting up a business and some of the risks and different adventures we've had along the way as we build that business. I also had a not-for-profit that I built some years ago, which really is a business and needs to function as a business. So I'm also bringing that background to the conversation as well.
When it comes to the challenges that you spoke of a moment ago, give us an idea of what some of those challenges are and the risks that many people can encounter along the way.
Well, I think a lot of the challenge really starts with the entrepreneur and overcoming just the fear of going out on your own, taking a risk and putting yourself out there. And so I think conferences like this are wonderful because I don't know that the messages differ that much. Every person has their own story, but you can't hear that message and that story enough because it reinforces what each individual woman is going through, and also can inspire to take the step that you need. Then once you're actually have done that with your vision, you really have to have the grit and the determination to stay with it, and also a little bit of luck. But for those folks who have already started their businesses, I think to get some affirmation that you are always going to face bumps along the way from who knows what source, and you really just have to kind of keep going, listen to what's resonating, adapt the business as you go. I like to call that flying, building the business, or building the plane while you're flying it, and then just not accepting anything other than success as your outcome.
When you think of this, Mindy, that you do this conference and I'm looking in the poster for it where it says a conference for women entrepreneurs and dream to me entrepreneurs. And a lot, I assume a lot of people would fit into that dream to be entrepreneurial category.
Yes, absolutely. We welcome women who are, you know, just thinking about starting up a business, and we have a workshop about finding your niche and trying to figure out what your business will be, who your customers will be, how you can solve their problems. But at the same time, there are many women who own small businesses that are poised to grow to the next level, where in fact they will become true job, suppliers in the community. So for those women, we have different topics available in our workshops. Building a strong team, branding, building strategic relationships, analyzing your financial statements, financing, growing with technology, obtaining certification for women-owned businesses. So we're serving both audiences, the women who are thinking about starting a business, and part of what they'll get at the conference is just a wonderful opportunity to network with other women who have started businesses and have achieved some success. So that networking part is very interesting as well and very important. But at the same time, there's a lot of information provided for the small business owner who is operating already so that she can grow her business to then be a job provider or more of a job provider in the community, which is part of the goal as well.
You mentioned, Silda, about in your work, and during the introduction, I mentioned that you're co-founder and CEO of New York States of Mind. Tell us a little bit about that, this digital magazine and marketplace, what it does, and ultimately the power and importance of having a woman-owned business.
Well, New York States of Mind is, as you described it, is a digital magazine and marketplace for the state. It's the first private one that that I certainly know of, and felt that there was a need for a statewide level economic platform, and hopefully out of that growing more of a statewide sense of community as people got to discover some of the remarkable different products and places around the state that they might not even know are in their own backyards. And so that is something we've focused on. And interestingly, we started with more of an emphasis on the magazine in a broader sense of these people and places, and realized that the stories that were really connecting and that we felt like were most important were the stories of our makers. So we kind of flipped it around on its head a bit, which goes to the adaptation as you go along and build your business. So So we're really focusing on our marketplace, which we call NewYorkMakers.com. And then we have built the magazine into that, which is the NewYorkStatesOfMind.com, and are telling those makers' stories and then working out from those stories to give information about other things that might be interesting in the locations where they're working. So it's just an adventure and very exciting for us as we discover new makers out there. And I hope that we actually will discover some when we're at this conference with SUNY Ulster for the Own It conference. In terms of the importance of being woman-owned, I think that that wasn't consciously what was there. It was really about an idea that had come to me as I had traveled around to all 62 counties of the state and were discovering these amazing things every place. This was the same time, and wanted to share that in a magazine format because that is what I have seen in many other states, and it's kind of emblematic to me of being connected and identifying with the whole state rather than just regionally, which I think is more the case in New York, and I would love to see it a more broad sense of community. About that time, the magazine industry was really not sort of the coming wave. It was very clear that it was going to go digital. And so what was important to me was working with somebody who had the technological know-how to be able to carry us into a digital format. And my partner, Christine Murphy, provides all that and more. And so we happen to be women. And we are going on this adventure as business people. And so we like connecting with all folks who are in business. But there is something special about women who are doing this because, as Mindy mentioned, we don't have the same access to capital. We do need to rely more on each other and communicating and building our own connections so that we can build our kind of base so that we do have access to more capital, more opportunity, more learning about what works, what doesn't work.
Again, the conference is Own It, Entrepreneurial Women's Conference. It's the second annual conference at SUNY Ulster. And Mindy, before we go, give us an idea of how you envision the average attendee of making the most of the conference.
It's a full day. It's just going to be a wonderful full day. So we start off with, you know, breakfast and networking, and then, you know, we're going to hear Silda, which everyone is really excited about. Then we're going to have breakouts of workshops all day long in those areas that we spoke about. Lunch, we'll have more networking. And then we're going to end the day with a panel discussion, Body, Mind, and Soul for Entrepreneurs, so how we take care of ourselves and how we stay healthy as we go through this journey of building these businesses. So it's going to be a chock full day, lots of information, lots of networking, lots of camaraderie. We're still accepting reservations. Last year, the conference went to capacity. But there is online registration at www.sunyulster.edu/ownit. And attendees can register right online, simple, quick. And it's going to be a fun day, a very, very fun day.
Again, people.
And very useful.
Absolutely. And again, people can find out more information by going to www.sunyulster.edu/ownit. We will have that link on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, along with the podcast of this interview. Again, Own It, the Entrepreneurial Women's Conference, the second annual conference at SUNY Ulster, will be taking place on June 2nd, and you can find out more by going to sunyulster.edu/ownit. Silda Wall-Spitzer and Mindy Cole, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Best of luck with the conference, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you, Joe.
A great pleasure.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, it's the second annual Own It Entrepreneurial Women's Conference to be held June 2nd at SUNY Ulster, and you can find out more by going to suny-ulster.edu/ownit. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.